Hey, good morning, everyone, and welcome to another Coffee Tea with Me. Today it was supposedly going to be a BYOQ for really, really newbies, and I don't know that I really see any newbies. But I'm sure that no matter where you are in your journey, it's always a good time to be able to ask questions for free. So let's get started with the newest member of the HCAF. Let's welcome Valera.
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Hello, Valera.
Valera.
Hi. I know one of the questions I had, which is kind of different, is that when I first started, I would look at the recipes for newbies and stuff like that, and I didn't have the strength to do them. I was just too weak and too tired. It's so anyway, and I had talked to Brenda, and she was the same as me. I had a little more strength in the morning to do a little bit more, so I'd have a heartier in the breakfast. By lunch, I was too tired to cook at all, and by dinner, I was pretty gone, even with naps and lots of rest. So I just wondered about other people's journeys and when they were strong enough to actually do some of the cooking, and not just once in a while in a blue moon when they had a little bit of strength, but they had enough strength to venture out and cook a little more, do more, because...
Can I answer that?
Yeah.
Okay, it's Robin. And I was the same like you in the beginning. I just didn't want to cook. I felt so bad. But I got into a pattern of once a week I cook, and I cook in the morning, and I will bake meat so that while it's in the oven, I can do the vegetables. So I'm usually not in there more than an hour and 15 minutes. And then I have enough for, if I'm eating lunch and supper, I have enough for maybe 3 days. If I'm just eating it for lunch, because my family cooks in the evening too, then I have enough for a week. But that really helps if you just pick a time that you can cook once a week and you'll have food in the refrigerator ready to go. And then you can do the easy stuff too, like I would put that lunch meat on lettuce leaves, and I'll take a slice of pickle and cut it, those slices that you get, and I would cut that in half so it wasn't a whole lot of pickle. But I'd put that on there and roll it up and eat it in lettuce. I mean, I did easy stuff too like that. And if you do both, you get along pretty well. You got some cooked food that you can just heat up, and then you got... But I just pick once a week, and I cook two vegetables, a lot of it, a big bag, and I usually cook that in the microwave. And all I do is buy the frozen or the fresh, and I just steam it. And then I'll do like either chicken breast, chicken tenders, lean pork chops, ground beef or ground turkey, I'll add cauliflower rice to ground turkey or ground beef and kind of make a hamburger helper like.
Yeah, I'm still too acidic to have all that meat. I'm having to be real, real low on the meat end.
Well, you can just cook vegetables either on the stove or in the microwave, and I buy a lot of frozen in the bag. They're the most nutritional. They're even more nutritional than the ones that you get because it's picked when it's ripe and then it's frozen immediately. And actually, the frozen is healthier than the stuff you get right off the shelf fresh. I saw that on TV one time. And I buy frozen cut up asparagus. I buy Brussels sprouts. I buy broccoli, cauliflower, green beans, all frozen in the bag, and there's nothing but the vegetables in the bag, nothing but the vegetables. And I just microwave and steam them. Now, you can do it on the stove in a steamer, or you can, I have microwave dishes that cook, and I do them in there. And then I put them in a container and put them in the fridge, and I'm ready to go. And it's what you would fix for a family, but, see, I can eat on it 4 or 5 times. Cut up fresh vegetables.
That's one solution. And, the time frame that you're on our protocol, it doesn't really bode well for you getting a ton of energy based on the fact that it's not only you that you're expending energy every day, but it's also your son. So I figure that if you scroll, forget the recipes for the newbies, get into delicious recipes in the forum. The most current, okay? Also, they all come with pictures. And you can choose from the things that look appetizing to you. And again, if you have energies in the morning, well then, baby, that's when you're going to cook the meals of the day. You make breakfast, you make dinner, and in the middle of the day, you have a shake. Get those vitamins in. And that'll help that way, too. Anybody else have any ideas they want to share here right now? All right. Come on back around. Chrissy, anything you want to say this morning? Question? Well, hold on. Ruth Ann. Yes, Ruth Ann. I don't want you to think I neglect you, dear.
Hi, Valera. What I do, and I still do, and I've been at this for about 2.5 years, is my husband and I both grew up on a farm, so we eat like that, like farmers. But all we eat is meat and a vegetable. And we eat food just the way it was grown in the garden. I didn't do recipes, and I still don't do much in any recipes because I just don't feel like doing them. But it's not necessarily because of my Morgellons. I have a couple other issues also. So we eat very simply. I do have a soup recipe that I make, and I can use that for a couple of days. But my husband doesn't... He eats... We don't eat... I should say he eats more than I do. So he'll snack and stuff. So, and I also, that's about it. I eat almonds sometimes in between meals. And I do the Renaissance shake. So I get along okay. My weight stays about pretty close to the same all the time.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I forgot. What is the Renaissance shake?
That's something you get from Logos. It's a powder, and it comes, and you can mix it up. And I use almond milk, and I mix it up, and I drink it.
Well,
it's a Renaissance shake. There's vanilla and chocolate, and I've done both. With the chocolate, I've always had to put stevia in it to sweeten it a little bit. But other than that, you don't have to put it in anything to, you know, to stir it up or anything. I just stir it up by hand.
Okay. Thank you. I like that idea.
Okay, the way...
Yeah, and it's good. The Renaissance is good.
The whey protein drink is a lot of people's friend because it's filling. It allows, when you take the nutrients... You actually ingest them better when you're using the shake at the same time. And it's a no mess, no cooking, no nothing. Let's just put in what we want. You know, those who have weight issues where they've lost a lot of weight, we've been recommending avocados, and that really has started to help. I got a nice thank you from Vanessa. She came to me with, I'm losing my weight, and I said, well, I never had that issue. I put a lot of weight on, but a lot of people do. You'll get it back when you get better. In the meantime, why don't you start throwing some avocados into the shake? And then she told me she got 3 pounds back in the first week. So, you know, the shake is a good thing. There's a lot of reasons for that shake. So, anything else at this second before we move on? We'll be back around. I guess not. Okay, I think, Chrissy, you were next. Did I call you?
Oh, yeah. You know, cauliflower rice is a really good carbohydrate substitute. And if you're too tired to make it, I think there are you can get it in various department stores, you know, supermarkets in the freezer section. And they have it in little bags that you just heat up. It's about 4.5 minutes in the microwave. And I know microwave is probably not ideal, and it would be better if you cooked it from scratch. But that's a really, 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 it fills you up, and it's just rice and cauliflower. So, you know, you don't want to be eating rice because, well, the odd occasion maybe some brown rice, but there's still a lot of, like, and quinoa as well, but there's still quite a lot of carbs in them. So the cauliflower rice is really, really good. And don't forget your roasted vegetables. I mean, you can chop up all the lovely vegetables, you know, like onion and garlic, and you'd add a wee bit of ginger and peppers and, well, we call it aubergine, you call it eggplant and courgette. I think you call it courgette. Add olive oil, coconut oil, or spices, things like that. And you know, and even that, you know, with some cauliflower rice, and, you know, when you don't want to be eating too much meat because it is quite acidic in the body, and you're trying to keep your body alkaline as well. And I love fish as well. I mean, I love salmon and cooking that in the oven, you know, and you can ring the changes with it, you know. You can have it with garlic and lemon, and you could even cook it with olive oil or a little bit of butter, or, you know, Kerrygold butter, or you could add smoked paprika and things like that, and other spices, and make it kind of Cajun style. So I love things like that as well. So it's just about looking into what suits you, what, you know. But yeah, it's important to have things in the fridge that you've cooked, and, you know. And if you cook a big batch of roasted vegetables, it could do you 3 days. And I mean, there's so many nice things that you can roast broccoli as well, and put spices in olive oil. There's so many different things you can do with vegetables. And, you know, you can even make a lentil flatbread just with, like, lentils and water and some spices, maybe a little bit of stock and sea salt, and zap it up and make it into a kind of, you know, and then put parchment paper on your oven, and then lay it flat, you know, flatten down, and that's a lentil flatbread. I mean, that's all that's in it, is red lentils zapped up with water and some spices and just stuff to flavour it, and that's nice and chewy. You could put some Kerrygold butter on that, and, you know, there's things like that that you can do that really would require not much effort at all. So, yeah, the avocados are definitely your friend. And if you're losing weight, you can get, you know, tahini. Is it tahini or tamari? I get confused with the two of them. I think it's tahini, yeah. Sesame seed paste or almond butter. Make sure it's not got added sugar or anything. You can, you know, even mix the sesame seed paste with a bit of olive oil and lemon juice and use it as a drizzle on your salads or on your vegetables. You know, but make sure you're not going hungry, you know. Just fill yourself up, you know, with good nutritious stuff, and just listen to your body. And you can have your lemon water with lemon and stevia, or your lime water. It's important just to keep yourself alkaline, but just to get that good nutrition into you as well.
Thank you. That's kind of similar to how I'm eating, so that makes sense of what I'm doing.
Well, the good is, whatever you didn't get, this is a recorded call, and so you'll be able to listen to this at another time, and it may be during that time.
Yeah, I was actually really curious how long it took various people to get strength, but I guess it's so individual, that'd be a hard question.
It is individual.
What?
Depends on so many circumstances. First thing you got to grasp is everybody's body is different. Everybody's body is different. That means that no two people are going to exactly respond the same way. So it doesn't matter what anybody else did. It's only going to matter what you do, because only you are in your body. Oh, hey, Vanessa. How you doing?
Hey, hi. I'm good. How are you?
Good. Hi, Catherine.
Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Hi, Nancy.
My husband just come in, and they had to put my dog to sleep. Can you just call me back later, okay?
Aww. Aww.
All right. No problem. I understand. I went through.
Okay.
Okay, no problem.
I'll talk to you later, and I'll talk to y'all tomorrow, okay?
Aw, sorry, Nancy. Bless you, Nancy.
Hello. At least he's not suffering. I'll talk to y'all tomorrow.
Thank you.
Take care. Okay. Aw. Now, let's go ahead and move now down to Brian. Is that you? No, if I don't know who it is, it can only be Joanna.
I'm here. I can't think of any questions right now, but I'm enjoying listening to everybody and good answers.
Okay. Let me try to figure out where everybody went. Okay, so that takes care of that. And then she's not there. So I got to figure next up is Yolanta. Yolanta, how about a question, dear?
I'm not sure, actually. I'm still dealing with my hair issues.
Poppy, come on.
So I don't know if anybody's doing anything special for their hair.
Honey, you're going to deal with your hair issues for a while. It ain't anything that miraculously is going to get better. Like everything else here, slow and steady is the way to restoration. And as you get better, slowly it will improve. Next question.
I don't have any other questions.
Oh.
Joanna, Jolanta, how are you doing on your diet? Have you tried some of the recipes?
The only thing was the hemp breakfast. I've been eating eggs, a lot of eggs.
Yeah.
And I found crackers I could eat, so I've been having that for a snack.
The flackers, are they flackers?
No, they're called Simple Mills. They're an almond cracker.
Just be careful and watch the nutritional label for the carbs and the fiber and sugar. But the flackers are the best because you can have 10 flackers and it's one carb. So they're great. They're super. And they come in different flavors. That's FLACKERS.
Where do you get the flackers?
Well, I get them through Amazon Prime. They deliver them right to my door along with those egg wraps, the egg life, which you can put anything in. You can even make a PB&J in them. I love them. They're made out of egg whites. And both of them come through the Whole Foods Market through Amazon Prime. I just say Amazon Prime, and then when I get Amazon Prime, I type in Whole Foods Market. You order. It comes free. Delivery comes right to your door. You can get flackers, the egg life, all kinds of good stuff. We've even found dressings that are very low carb, no sugar, fiber. I mean, yeah, Brian and I and Tia have found a lot of good things through the Whole Foods Market and Amazon Prime. And it comes free right to your door. If you live within a certain, you know, if you live like 100 miles away from one, they won't do it. But, you know, as long as there's one at some, you know, fairly close to you, they'll do it.
All right. some tips for newbies on things you should try. Just remember, when you try something new, moderation, slow and steady. All right, next is Carrie, Anna, and Joe. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Happy to talk with those who are new and have a lot of questions, and glad we're kicking off with one of the most important parts of the sun, parts of the nutrition in general. Really, I just want to echo what works for us based on timing and nutrition is what Robin said. You know, we're trying to find maybe that one day a week where you can do a bunch of batch cooking, you know, get real friendly with your slow cookers and crock pots. You can do vegetables in there. What's great is, especially with veggies and almost anything, really, is once you cook it and let it cool down, I mean, you can bag it and then freeze it and then just take it out during the week and reheat it and have it to go. And, you know, it can be boring sometimes if you're not used to stuff, but right now we're not looking for flavor and spice. You know, we're looking for what are the foods we need to start restoring our health. So just keep that in mind. It may not be the most, you know, elegant meals either, but once you get going with it and then start seeing diets and recipes, you can come up with so many things. And Robin, thanks for sharing what you do. One of my favorite things, and I'm more of a whole plant-based eater myself, so plants are my favorite things to do. And every night, it goes without fail, I'll have a huge spinach salad with cucumbers, bell peppers, onions, peppercini sometimes, avocado, of course, and I'll wrap that in like red or green cabbage leaves because they're so thick. So it's like making a bunless taco or burrito with all the good stuff. So that's all I have there.
Well, you certainly are what I would call a resident nutritional man or advisor. And, you know, again, there's going to be times when you feel good. That's when you got to do everything. Because when you don't feel good, you got to rest. And usually after you rest during the day, you feel better, and it gives you a second opportunity. But to go at stuff when you're tired, huge mistake. All right, anything else you want to say, Joe? Right, he's on a honey-do list. Come in, Ward.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello?
Well,
no, I'm just listening. I don't have any questions right now. I'm just paying attention.
Freddie, anything you want to add about diet, since that's one of your loves?
No, much the same as Ruthanne, actually, farmer's daughter. Meat and veg, nothing fancy. I lived mostly off eggs when I first started. Even though I didn't like them, I learned to like them in different ways. So, no, that's about it, really.
Okay. Thanks. All righty. Donald, you always have something to say, buddy.
Yeah, I do as usual. I hope these will be okay, but here we go. Mel, could you please talk about what happens to the thyroid causing us all to have a low body temperature?
No.
Okay. Next one would be...
Hold on. You have that question written down?
Yeah.
Good. You're going to ask both John and Robert Scott Bell next Saturday.
Okay. I'll go to my second question, my alternative. Anxiety is very powerful for many of us. Which disease causes it? I was diagnosed with Babesia as well as Borrelia. Any idea which one it is?
Both.
Okay.
Anytime you have any form of a toxic disease, It is so unusual, so uncomfortable, usually undetectable by average people, and therefore it creates a tremendous amount of anxiety, buddy.
Yeah, it nails me at 4 o'clock in the morning like I'm standing on the edge of a cliff just teetering out of a sound sleep.
Maybe you're afraid of the day.
Yeah, I might be. Okay, I'll move on to the next one.
Wait. You know, a lot of people have eradicated their anxiety and slept way beyond the normal amount of time they've normally slept. And I mean much more respectable, upstanding citizens than I. You might consider THC oil.
Yep.
There are
okay.
many people who can attest to the benefits, even though initially they resisted.
Yeah, I've tried it. It was mixed with coconut oil. It was like a homemade batch.
No.
Okay.
I'll do this with you on a private call, son.
Okay.
I called the clinic for the last person. I talked to the manager. I set up the appointment. They went in, and I won't tell you that in their 60s, they both said they got stoned and they loved it. And she slept like a baby, and that's all I'm saying.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I don't know what you're doing when you come. I've been fooling with that stuff since 2010, son.
Okay. I mean, I tried that Anxiotane by Logos. That didn't really do anything. And,
I'm going to knock you out, Don.
Okay.
You're gonna wake up and you're going to, shit, really much want his $5 back. Because really, what I'm going to prescribe is going to knock you out. You're not even going to have a chance to feel high. You're going to be boom.
Okay.
Sleep for the first time in a long time for 10 hours. Maybe.
Yeah, that would be nice. That'd be real nice. I'm 195 pounds, so I'm kind of heavy.
Well, and you ought to start thinking about losing weight because it's easy to carry. Hey, man, I just lost over 30 pounds. Cool. And I'm still happy. I'm trying to get down under 200 now. Okay? And I got laughed at the other day again because the new jeans are now too big. And the new jeans are 3-4 months old. So,
yeah.
If you want to, and it's about what we put into our system. Absolutely, because even if I don't exercise much, and yet I've lost all this weight. And if I told you what I do now, you'd say, I don't believe you. All right, we got people with their hands up. Let me go over to Chrissy. Chrissy?
Hi. I wanted to ask Donald, have you tried having a late-night bath with Epsom salt and lavender oil, and do you use any coconut oil or anything on your skin? If you use any oils on your skin, how about adding a few drops of lavender and a few drops of chamomile essential oil? Because the mixture of the lavender and the chamomile.
Sorry, see, hold on. I don't think he's having a problem getting sleep. He's waking up at 4 a.m, something scaring the living Jesus out.
Yeah, I go to bed at 10 o'clock at night, every night, the same time. And I wake up every morning at 4:30.
And what do you do? Do you try and force yourself to get back to sleep, or do you read something or listen to music or watch something? What I find is it's better. I used to always like stay awake and try and say sleep, and then I could never sleep. What I'll do now is I'll do something. You know, I'll rather either watch something or read something, or you know, do something, and then I naturally kind of get tired and fall asleep.
Yeah.
No, I think he's got to be knocked out. Okay, and be so relaxed, forgets about waking up frightened. But Donald, let me do this with you, okay?
Yep.
Ruth Ann.
Hey. Hi, Donald. I just have a question for you. Have you ever had your thyroid tested?
Yes, I have.
And it's okay?
Yeah, they did a biopsy on the thyroid, and they said everything was okay there. I, you know, we all have the low body temperature, so she was kind of...
Where do you live?
I live in New England.
Specifically where? I mean...
Massachusetts.
I don't know if you're in the goiter belt or not, but I live in the goiter belt, and 95% of the people in the goiter belt have low iodine. And we have to, you know, people have to take iodine. It's a master mineral in your body.
Yeah. So, I do take trace minerals, 10 drops and 2 drops of potassium iodine.
Okay.
But I don't take it every day, you know. Maybe I should go do it more regularly.
Well, do you wake up on the days you don't take it, or just to the days you do take it?
Yeah, that's hard to say, but I will try that tonight before
Donald,
I go to bed.
Donald,
yeah.
Make a record of this.
Yeah.
No, if one of those things is part of it, well, you can fix it.
Yep. Okay.
Yeah. That's possible.
Thanks, Ruthann. Oh, my gosh, it's Ruthann's turn.
My turn?
Your turn.
I don't know if I really have any questions or anything right at the moment. But thanks anyway.
All right. Catherine of the Desert. Unmute yourself, Catherine.
Oh, hello, Mel. Hello.
I promise I won't make any camel jokes.
Okay. Thank you.
Questions?
I'm sorry, what is that?
Do you have any questions?
Not right now, thank you.
All right. Welcome, Vanessa.
Mel.
Thank you
very much.
Again, for that lovely comment about making you
laugh.
Oh,
you're welcome. I know. But I did put on weight. And I just, was it, I know someone was asking about weight. So what I do is I ride my bike for about 45 minutes in the morning. You know, it's quite uphill here. And so that does work my muscles. And then I come back. And half an hour later, I take the whey protein, the Renaissance shake, put half an avocado, you know, blend it, and I also add roasted pecans to it. So that's what I do for the weight thing, and it's definitely helping me. I do have a question, and this is one I'd asked you, Mel, and you said to bring it to the Saturday call. So after you get cured from Morgellons, or, you know, when you don't have Morgellons, what dosage of MMS can you take for maintenance? And do you take it regularly or occasionally?
Well, that's a good question. And I think you're going to have two trends of thought. I don't take it regularly. And I brush my teeth with it. I water pick with it. I gargle with it. And if I don't feel good, I douse myself with something you cannot do with too many drops to even tell you kids about. But maintenance, my buddy Andres Clocker, now he and I go back to the very beginning, 06, 07, 08, those years. And I don't know, somehow he got an article on my website back then because he loved MMS like I did. But he told this story about, I'm afraid of this stuff, and back then, forget about it, taboo. Big Pharma was trying to patent the damn thing and poo-pooing it to death. In the meantime, he says, I was afraid, so I gave it to my 13-year-old dog. In 3 months, my 13-year-old dog started acting like a 3-year-old puppy. I decided to try this myself. I put into my dog's water. So I started off with X amount of drops for a while. He knew all about nutrition. That I know because he was a movie producer and a research scientist. So, winds up that I think he got up to about 5 drops once a day. And he felt for him that was perfect. But nothing hurt anymore. No joints, no muscles, no nothing. And he says, even to this day, he still does the 5 drops. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. Tell somebody when they're well. I think if they want to do it as preventative, you know, they should actually start with the basic protocol. Make sure that they're going to handle any kind of herx that could come along. And then, instead of taking them up the ladder, we're going to find a place that's really comfortable for them, and that's going to be their particular maintenance dose.
Okay.
So that would be my answer to that question. Because I have known people who knew about WPS and MMS, and man, they were drinking it down without having any nutritional protocol. They got so scared from what happened that they stopped everything they were doing. I had people on this website who were on the basic extension and whatever, and yet when they started on the drops, they forgot that we had a list of how to do this in the FAQ, they would go crazy, okay? And then they would come to the call and they would be whining that the worst thing happened, things crawling out, the bed was covered, oh my God, I'm done. I said, yeah, you're done. And they were done because they didn't follow the procedure that has been in place forever on how to utilize that product once the individual appears to me to be able to handle the next phase. So, there is no need to rush anybody. If you're trying to protect someone, you just get them on the basic protocol, okay?
And
the first 3 things I would start with would be thymic,
digestion and liver.
Yep, that's what I told you yesterday. That's what I'll tell you tomorrow. And then I would add eubinol and flora.
Oh, okay.
And I do my UB and flora every day before I eat. And then during my breakfast meal, which I have every day, I take my vitamins. but I take them in a manner where I eat a little and I take some more, I eat a little, I take some more. The Yubi and the Flora first.
Mm-hmm.
I don't eat lunch, and my protocol, my personal protocol, calls for two meals a day. But I take more vitamins in those two meals than you take in your two meals because I add things in. But anyway, I think that answers that question. How about, out of the spur of the moment, we hold a contest? Nobody watching? All right, let me think. What's one of the most desired things in the entire protocol? Thymic, everybody agree thymic? If you agree thymic, hit star 5 now, and then we'll make that the giveaway prize. Thymic, if you love thymic, you could use a free bottle. Hit star 5 now, please. Jai, remember what my best friend tried to teach me. Didn't work, but he tried. It's twice as nice when it's half the price, but it's better when it's free.
That's nice.
My mother also called him the cheapest white man she ever met. May she rest in peace, but she was wrong. Mom. All right, anybody else really would love to get a free bottle of thymic? Hit star 5 now. Don't matter where you live. All right. All right. So, everybody, I'm going to take your hands down. All right, everyone, everybody's hands down. First hand up gets the first crack at it. What is a railroad man's favorite breakfast? What is a railroad man's favorite breakfast? Oh, my gosh. I can't believe it. Joanna, what is a railroad man's favorite breakfast? Isn't that Joanna?
Yes.
What is a railroad man's favorite breakfast?
Pancakes.
Right on the money, honey. Congratulations. Whoa, whoa, whoa. You're the only one who opened the email. How do you like that?
Great.
A 3-bottle of thymic. Just send me your address to my email, and it'll go out on one of my off next week, Lydia.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, really, guys, now think about this, okay? I mean, open those emails. She knew because she saw Robin's post. Now, Robin probably knew, but I would have disqualified her. No. What do you think, Robin? Wait a minute. Is she gone again? Unbelievable, man. We're losing people today. Phone service must be not so good. No, she couldn't have left. Yeah, she's gone. Oh, sure hope everything's all right over there in Beantown. Maybe she got in trouble for saying she's being reinfected by the kids. All right, that was good. I mean, really, open the emails. That email could save your life that one time, even though it's a lot of emails. You know, they're sent to you for a reason, to make you smile, to make you think, give you answers. A lot of reasons for emails. But you open them and you see what happens. She knew. Let me tell you, those pancakes are outrageously delicious.
Are they called railroad pancakes?
I don't know. Ask Rob. Oh, Robin is not here. Hey, you'll have to ask her at prayer. I made up the name. I got so hungry working on my railroad trains, I had all the ingredients. It was the first pancakes I had, I don't know, 7 or 8 months, maybe longer. They were awful good. I only made 3 because I made them a little bigger. Anyway, guys, pancakes that we need, so give it a shot. Valera?
Yes?
Anything else you want to ask?
Let's see. What can I ask? I can't think of anything right now.
But if you do, write it down.
There's one thing I was going to say to the gentleman, I think it was Brian, that to calm the body, to help anxiety, ashwagandha and rhodiola, I can take it either as tea or whatever, but it helps balance the body so that it would decrease anxiety.
Okay, that was Donald, and you should repeat them slowly.
And I should what?
Repeat them slowly. It sounded like a sunswelly to me.
Okay, there's 2 different herbs that help anxiety that are very, very, very mild. They actually just balance the body. And one is ashwagandha, and the other is rhodiola. Hosea rhodiola. And I use them usually as a tea. Make it as a tea, and it helps balance the body and helps against stress.
All right, spell that first one slowly.
Okay, let's see. A S H W A Ganda, G A N D A.
I told you, it sounds like Swahili. Go ahead.
And the other one is called Rosie, let me just pull it out of the cabinet. I take these. They're fantastic. They actually help the adrenal glands that are under a stress. Hold on here. Let me put my glasses on.
Yeah, I've tried the rhodiola. I have tried that. I got capsules of that.
Yes, R H O D. I can't read my own name. Rhodiola. Anyway, E L A, Rosia, R O S E A. It does help with adrenal, and anyway, it would help against stress. Very mild.
Valera.
Yeah.
Donald.
Yeah, I hear what you said.
If what I suggest fails,
yep.
If I lose the $5 bet this year, I'll fly over there to pay you and I'll knock you out with a sledgehammer.
I've tried the rhodiola. I have
no
idea.
No, I know you didn't. Obviously, it didn't work or we wouldn't be having this conversation, would we?
Nope, we wouldn't.
I know, bro. All good. All good. Hey,
thanks.
Robin, is everything all right over there? Everything okay on the Ponderosa? Robin.
Yeah, I had to help my family. I had to get off for a minute. Now I'm back on.
What, you have to unload the dryer?
No, I already did that. It was just answer questions and help my granddaughter.
Okay, no problem. We're glad you're back. Again, it's recorded, and we're going to keep going around answering questions, so welcome back.
Thank you.
Chrissy?
Hi, Mel. No, I don't have any questions.
it's just good that, you know, people are, you know, well, there's not actually any brand new people today, is there? But there's a lot of fairly newbies, isn't there, that are here and they're just getting all the information. I agree about eggs and about lemons and limes and stuff like that as well. And just be gentle on yourself in terms of food. You'll get into a routine with it. It just takes a bit of time. And then once you get into a routine with the medicine, with the food and with everything else that you're doing, and remember your sulfur soap and your clean green, I would say for any head itching, what's really helped me any time is just spray yourself, any itching anywhere actually, spray yourself the 1 to 7 clean green and spray it. And that should definitely help calm things down. Or if you're having a really terrible time, I would pour a bath with baking soda and Epsom salt, maybe add some clove oil 10 drops or eucalyptus 10 drops and dunk your head under the water. Don't have the water too hot, but warm water's fine. And dunk your head under. And that definitely helped me with the head itching as well. And then afterwards, like, spray yourself with the clean green all over. You can even spray your bed with it as well. Thanks. I don't know if anyone's got any questions for people that have been here for a while, if anyone wants to ask any questions.
Well, that's why we're going around the room. Right, and then anybody who has good answers putting their hand up. And we're letting everybody get their 2 cents in. So, did we get around to you again, Joanna, or did you just win the contest?
No, I just won the contest.
Glad you're not my mother-in-law, you would never get your prize.
Oh, no.
All right.
I don't have any questions. I'm thankful to be here and listen.
All right, no problem. It's great to listen, honey. There's so much information, and we just never know which is going to pertain to every individual. But we keep doing them. Repetition is one of the keys to restoration. Yolanta! Hey, Robin, you weren't here when Yolanta was worried about her hair again, and that's the only thing she's worried about. I also told her I got a good report card on her, which really made me happy, and explained to her to stop worrying about the hair. It takes a while.
Yeah, when she gets healthy, her hair will come back, and it'll be beautiful.
That's right. All righty. Any questions, Yolanta, now that your sister spoke up? Guess not. Carrie Ann and Joe. Joe, are you mowing the lawn?
No, not right now, unfortunately. Taking it easy, actually.
Say what?
Taking it easily, actually.
Oh, congratulations. She must be sleeping.
No. nothing new for me.
All right, is she up or no?
Yeah, she's in the shower.
I got you. All right. Good. How's she sleeping these days?
Pretty decent when she gets to sleep, a little bit later in the evening, but when she does, she's out, so that's good.
Okay, is she still dosing herself?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Because the people that you told them to do it, they are so excited and happy.
Good, that's fantastic.
They got gummies, they got a pipe, got a one-hitter, they got smoke, and they got oil. Think they're okay?
I think they're set.
I think they're going to sleep.
And they told me begrudgingly they loved it. All right. Valera's got a hand up. I love you, Joseph. You're a huge help. I know I don't call on you as much as others, but it's because I know you've got your hands full. Okay? And man, I remember the honey-do list. Oh, my God. And I don't have one of those anymore.
You're a blessing, Joe. You really are to our community.
Uh-huh. You all are inspiration. Thank you.
You're an inspiration, buddy.
Yeah.
All right, come on in, Valera, who put it down on paper.
Hi, this is for you, Alanta. I want to tell something on the good side of hair. And that is, I had been losing a lot of chunks there at the beginning pretty badly. And I was following the protocol and putting cold ice water and spraying it and, you know, constantly doing things like that and being very strict with everything else. Now I have, like, hair that sticks straight up for about 2 inches all over in different places. It's really funny because I got all these short pieces everywhere, like a chicken. So
Me too, Jolanna. I just cut mine again, and it's like 2 inches all over sticking up.
Right. Hey, listen, I told you guys, stop sticking your fingers in the plug sockets. That's the first sign of the hair coming back, this new growth, and it's funky, and it, you know, it could make you uncomfortable, but it's certainly better than being bald, yeah?
My hair is very fine, so it just sticks straight out.
That same problem every single morning.
So it,
hey, I say embrace it and dye it pink, okay? And next week dye it blue and just, you know, have fun with it.
Oh, baby. All right. Let's keep moving on. All right. So, well, I don't even know. Oh, yes, there. Okay, Ward, come in, buddy.
Yeah, I'm here.
I know you're here, but I want you to say something when I call your name or say, gee, I have nothing to say.
Okay, I'm just listening to what everybody's saying, and I have no questions right now, I think, at this point anyway.
Okay. Donald, to get back to your original question that I said I couldn't answer.
Yep.
I can probably answer the question, but I'm not sure that it's going to be as good of an answer that you're going to get from those boys. Now, let me tell you what I do know, Don, okay? From 2006, December of 8, my temperature never got above 95.
Wow.
Now, does the temperature have something to do with the thyroid? I don't know, but I know that when you have a toxic disease, okay, because of the fuel that's being sucked out of your system by the parasitic component of food, lowers your body temperature. Now, these other boys may not feel that way, but these other boys didn't have this disease. So that's my opinion based on what I feel was happening then.
Okay.
Now you're going to get some scientific opinions next week.
Yeah, Mel, that 95 seems awful low. I mean,
hey, man, they told me I was going to die twice. Don't tell me it was low. I was gray two times in my life, buddy. You don't want to turn gray.
No, I mean, does anybody know the temperature when you become hypothermic?
I don't even know what that means. Will you speak English? Listen, you New Englanders. Always trying to confuse us New Yorkers.
Okay. I believe you enter the hypothermic stage at like around 94. So, I mean, does anybody know the exact temperature when you go hypothermic?
No, but I'm sure everyone can put it in a Google search engine. Some will then put the answer and we'll get the answer.
Yep.
All right, Ruth Ann, come on in, dear.
Hey, Donald. I have a couple more things that I forgot to tell you. When you are tested for your thyroid, a lot of doctors only use the TSH. But to get an accurate thyroid read, there's three tests that you need to have done. And you can look that up on the internet. And you can't get an accurate thyroid test without all three of them.
Okay. But
what I do is when I get when my doctor draws at labs, I ask them to send me a copy of it, and I keep all those, and I refer to them, make sure that they really are okay, because they've told me stuff is okay when it's been out of what's called normal.
Yeah.
And not just a little bit out of
okay.
normal.
All right. But when they do a biopsy where they stick the needle right in your neck to take a plug out of the thyroid, you think you'd get some real factual information with that?
You would think so, but the medical system that we're living in today,
yeah.
I won't say any more.
Yep, I hear you.
Oh, really? You know, you never know. You know what? You email me, Ruth Ann, the information, and I'll forward it on to Donald.
Okay.
Then that way he can have a second test if it's paid for by his insurance.
Mm-hmm.
That's another
yeah.
thing, okay? You know, I thought yeah. I had the greatest insurance in the world until 3 months later the bills started rolling.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it takes them 3 months to bill you, so, I mean, forget about, you know, anything else. Anyway, thank you very much for the input, Ruth Ann. Let's keep on keeping on. Catherine of the Desert, questions?
No, not right now, Mel. Thank you.
Okay. Freddie, how about you?
No questions from me, thank you.
Okay, Donald, I see your hand up again.
Yeah, Mel, can I ask Catherine of the Desert if she happens to have any anxiety? Catherine,
she has any anxiety?
Yeah.
Do you know the answer to the question already, Donald? Yes or no?
No, I don't.
Catherine, do you feel that you're anxiety-ridden?
Yes, I've had a lot of anxiety, but I do find the anxietane, the Logos nutrient. I know you said that doesn't help you, Donald, but that did help me some. And just exercising. But no, I have had a lot of anxiety.
Well, then, Catherine, let me suggest that you hop on a camel, go to your local.
I knew you'd get that camel in there somehow.
Go to your local store and purchase some you-know-what-ski. It's legal where you live.
Oh, I take that. And that helps a lot, too.
Oh, yeah, you better believe it helps, especially if you know how to use it right. Kaboom! Okay?
Yeah, I take it before I go to bed every night.
Okay, and then you sleep?
Yes, it helps a lot.
Okay, and then wake up, you first have anxiety, or is it after you start overthinking during the day?
It's overthinking. I don't wake up with anxiety.
There you go. Okay, so once again, the oil works. That's good news for those who haven't done it yet, to hear more and more people, okay? And when I can get the latest people who are using it to talk about it, and you realize, holy moly, and they tell you the story about the final thing was when they went to dinner with friends of theirs who were a doctor, famous female surgeon, by the way, she said, oh no, I love that stuff. She was talking about THC, kids. Okay, so I can only tell you that I truly believe that it's the focus. It's certainly... Anxiety is not my DNA, and maybe because I'm smoking, like, 63 years or 60. But also, I also used to take Ubinol Q10 since I'm 13 or 14 years old, but back then it was called phosphatidylcholine. That is really, Ubinol Q10 for the mind is wonderful. All right, so do we have any other questions? How about Robin? What do you want to say to the people who are relatively new? And isn't it nice that both Ward and Yolanta are making inroads?
Yes, it is. That's wonderful. Someone on the in the foundation meeting had a question about feet. Remember?
About what now?
That would be Brenda. I'd like to hear about your feet, Robin.
Okay. There's a lot. Can you get that static out, Mel?
Well, we got to figure out who's producing it. That's the problem. I can mute everybody and then unmute.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody.
No, no, no. That did it. Now let me go unmute you. All right. And let me unmute Brenda. Okay. That's Valera. That's Chrissy. Oh, Brenda slipped down here somewhere. Where is she now? No, that's Joanna.
What's your area code, Brenda?
Everybody's muted. I know what her area code is, but it says that she's, I believe she's gone again. Yeah, and Vanessa's gone. Okay, and I can't figure it out. Put your hand up if you're here, Brenda. Put your hand up. See, she's not here right now. Oh, wait a minute. All right, you're unmuted, Brenda. Thank you.
Yeah, you found me. Good.
Okay. I get the rashes really bad on my feet, my ankles, and my calves. And
yes,
they start with little bumps. They start out with stings and bites. And then it's little bumps, and they'll cover your feet. They turn red, patchy. And recently I got sores, and I had never had those before. So I do the soaks, and what I do is I do absolutely 50 drops of each of the WPSs, and I use a big tub of water. And what I do is I get the hot water running, and I make it like lukewarm, but I put in my essential oils and my WPS. And the essential oils I use are geranium, oregano, and tea tree oil. And I put 3 drops of oregano, 4 drops of geranium, and 5 drops of the tea tree oil. And then the WPS, I'm doing 50 drops of both in a coffee cup, and I let it, you know, turn brown. I let it sit for 3 minutes, and then I put that in there. And, you know, I'll start with hot water and put all of that in, and then I'll finish with cold water, and it's like lukewarm. I put my legs in it, and I will soak never less than 20 minutes, but I like to do 45 minutes to an hour. And I just take my phone in there, or I do a praise session, a prayer, and a singing praise session. I find something to do when I'm in there. My son calls it my worship center, the bathroom, because I'm in the tub, and I'm sitting on a shower chair, and I have another tub inside the tub that I got my feet in. But I'll sing and praise God and stuff, and my son calls it my worship center.
All right. Now let me...
I'm not through.
Oh, okay.
I'm not through.
Yes, you won't know it. Go ahead.
Now, I try to do this early in the day, like at 4 o'clock, because if I wait too late at night, I won't do it. Just bad that way. If it gets like past 9 o'clock, I just won't do it. So I try to do it at like 4 o'clock before supper. And then because I'm still walking the floors, sometimes I have to use the clean green and stuff. But before I go to bed, when it's closer to bedtime, I do the hallelujah treatment. I will spray them down with the WPS, which is 1 drop per ounce. And I usually make 8 ounces, so I use 8 drops of each, make a spray bottle, because my spray bottle holds 8 ounces. And so it's 8 drops of each in the spray bottle with water. And I mix it in a glass, and then I pour it into the plastic bottle. You never want to mix it. You want to mix it in glass and never stir it with metal. Always stir it with some. I use a hard plastic straw, but you could use a light plastic straw, just some kind of. And I mix it and then pour it into the bottle. And I spray with WPS. I let it dry. Then I spray with clean green. I let it dry. And then I mix stevia with the gel, the silver gel. And I use gloves. Anytime you're treating a place like that, you want to use gloves because you can spread it. The sores will ooze the liquid. Yeah, so use gloves, the just medical gloves or the nylon blue gloves, whatever, and treat both legs with the stevia and the gel mix. And then lately I've been covering it. Once that dries real, real good, I'll put my coconut lotion, and it's got essential oils in it. And the lotion, mm-hmm. I use clove, tea tree oil, and peppermint. Peppermint stops the itching.
Okay.
And I'll put like 3 cloves, 4 tea tree oil, and 4 drops of the peppermint. And okay. I mix it in. I have one of those little butter dishes like you get at Red Lobster or something. It's a little ceramic one. And I fill that with lotion. And I use it every morning. I fill it and make it with those oils in it. And I use it on my hands, my elbows, my feet. In 24 hours, I will use it all. Because I'm using it, you know, throughout the day. Because you're spraying your hands with Clean Green in different areas, and it tends to dry out some with the WCS. So I'm constantly using that on my hands, my feet, my legs, you know. So I use that butter dish full every day. So, and more when I take a shower. Because I shower on Monday. I do a Clean Green bath on Wednesday, spray myself down in the shower with Clean Green. And on Friday, I shower again. And after I take showers and I dry off, I will put lotion all over my body with those essential oils in it. That coconut lotion. But the two things, the Hallelujah treatment and the soaking, really helps the rashes in the feet. I've had them heal up, and then it'll happen again, and then they'll heal up. But I mean, it really does help. But I just kind of keep it reinvested. Yeah.
What about pain? Do you have pain in your feet and lower legs?
Stop, okay, because of the corrections that need to be made now.
Okay.
So first of all, up until the last couple of years, essential oils were not used at all in this protocol, none whatsoever. Now, you're going to do a foot soak bath, okay? I don't recommend that you put essential oils in it. Because the object of the WPS, MMS, is to open the pores of the skin to allow the disease to get out easier. But if you put oils into it, you're going to clog those pores right back up. So I would try first not doing it with any essential oils and see how that works. And then the second thing is that if you soak in a foot bath longer than 20 minutes, it's already done. It's past what it can do to help you. The benefits are evaporating at that pace just about. So to do it longer, even if it feels better, is probably not time that you need to do that in.
Right.
So, okay, again, I'm going to reiterate, until 2 years ago, essential oils were not utilized, okay? And I'm not so sure that more is better here than what used to be. So those are my thoughts on what Robin said.
Why didn't I know this?
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering, sir, lady, ma'am.
Well, honestly, I can leave them out of the bath because I'm putting them in the lotion for later.
I never took a bath once in my life in Clean Green. I always... only once a week, maybe twice back then, in WPS.
I agree with you, Mel. I
couldn't afford Clean Green. And I get it sent to me by Kathy today for free, okay? And I only use it in the washing machine. That's it. Because anything it can do, WPS can do, when it comes to cleaning, certainly aerating one's skin, okay? Now, I'm not saying it's not great against the itching, okay? But I'm saying that I'm not so sure I'd be putting oils in the foot bath, okay? Or in my bath, quite frankly, because they're going to clog follicles. And I want you to open them so that this disease can escape with less pressure on you, which will mean less biting and stinging.
Well, yeah, I don't take baths. I take showers, and I don't use the oil in showers or baths. I was only doing it in the foot soak, but I won't do it anymore.
Well, I want you to try it the other way and see if it doesn't work out better for a while. That's
okay.
All. It's, you know, people do things I never did. But I'll tell you, it scares me that in the last 2 years, less people have gotten well in the 2 years before it. Okay?
Yeah.
No, it's harder, okay? But I also know that maybe people aren't paying attention, okay? I don't know. But certainly it's disappointing to me to have 27 people get well in the 2 years prior to these last 2 years, and maybe 4 people get well in the last 2 years.
Wow.
So don't ask me why. I never say anything different, ever. I'm like a broken record. So if you didn't hear it, I can't help it, but I said it. So,
what about pain in the legs? It seems like as the day goes on, I'm good in the morning, but as the day goes on, I get so much pain in my lower legs and feet that I can barely wait there.
Drink more water.
More water?
More water.
Okay.
Mucho agua, señorita.
Are you getting any kind of pain in your knees or joints?
Recently, I've had a little bit of pain in my knees, which is odd for me. But
right, well, that's
yeah.
Biofilm getting busted. Okay, so when it escapes, it comes out of the joints. It can create pain. But the other thing she was talking about, overall muscle, and I could tell by her voice what she meant.
Joint marvel. I was going to tell her about joint marvel because I love it.
Yeah,
it's
no,
the best
product. Marvel.
It feels more like it comes from an inflammation kind of thing. Yeah.
Okay.
That's what you want joint marvel for is inflammation, and it works. It's fantastic. Logo sells it.
Mix it in with Magnifical, and it's extremely effective. Okay, but she doesn't have broken bones and things. She had biofilm bust in a kneecap. She's talking about the calves and the muscles and everything else. Knee joint is just a recent endeavor. I know it's recent because it's the first time I heard of it. And I talked to what times a week?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe a week, maybe just for the last week I've been noticing the knee. It's like feels... it hurts and it feels a little weak, like I need to be careful of it.
Okay, well, that could be something totally unrelated. I mean, you know, not only did I hurt my knee, but yesterday I broke my pinky toe on my bad right leg.
This is the bad leg.
Well, that's the good leg with the bad knee. The bad leg is the one with the hip replacement.
Oh, dear.
Right. The good news coming out of working on the railroad the last week is I lost 5 pounds from sweating, and I got to try those unbelievably delicious pancakes. Hey, Robin, you made my morning. People were calling me, and I say, no, I got to call you back. I'm sorry. I didn't tell them why. I was chowing down the pancakes.
They're great, aren't they? And they take so little of a cup of coconut flour, yeah.
Even this ungodly diet man had all those things in the house, those ingredients.
Yeah, I have all those. So I'm wondering, Robin, is that, I just lost that train of thought. But, do you happen to remember how many carbs that was?
2.4 if you make it in the little mini waffle maker, which is how I make them, or you can make them like pancakes, but do them like a McDonald's pancake, you know, small.
Yeah,
but
I didn't do them small, baby. I did not do them small.
Oh, well, you can afford them. You can afford a lot of them, but we can't. I eat two out of the mini waffle maker, and they're 2.4 carbs a piece, so I just say 5 carbs in 2 of them. And I'll eat an egg or two with them and maybe Canadian bacon, or sometimes just two eggs, and sometimes just two Canadian bacons. Canadian bacon is excellent because it takes three slices of Canadian bacon to make one carb. So I eat two, and it's not even one carb. So you can have Canadian bacon with, you know, the pancakes, with eggs, with, I really buy a lot of Canadian bacon. I buy like 5 packs for the month. And I eat two slices at a time. It's not even one carb. But those pancakes are fantastic.
When you say mini-sized waffles, would you, about how much of a diameter would that be?
Just a tiny bit bigger than the bottom of a coffee cup. I mean, like a round square, you know, not a teacup, but a...
Wow.
Yeah. But that mini waffle maker that we make tea and I make sandwiches and all kinds of stuff in that mini waffle maker, it costs $10 to buy. And it cooks them fast.
Yeah,
and I just spray olive oil.
We call it a quack monsieur in France. And it makes
Is this Brenda asking me? Is this still Brenda?
She's there.
Yes.
Okay, I'll send you a picture of that little waffle maker if you want it. It's $10, and it's fantastic.
And on the website, and delicious recipes.
Okay.
Get this thing for only $9.99, and you too can have delicious pancakes. Now, I'm not going to tell you that I took a small dish, and I made them about 6 inches in diameter. I made three of them, and then I covered them with already pre-melted Kerrygold butter, diced strawberries and blueberries, and I went, oh, did I go nuts. And guys, you can have those two fruits, but you only can have a tiny, tiny bit, because the antioxidant properties in blueberries and strawberries outweigh the sugars that are available in those two fruits.
And you can use the Choc Zero maple syrup. 2 tablespoons is like one carb.
Okay.
Okay, well, you better put that in with the waffle maker, because I don't have that. I'd like to try that one.
Whole Foods has it on sale for $9.95, I think. The maple syrup.
Okay, well, that's good. I'll check out Trader Joe's. Anyway, we got Catherine of the Desert with a hand.
Thank you,
Robin. Go ahead, Catherine.
Yes, Mel, do you agree that we can have Canadian bacon?
Well, let me just say that Canadian bacon was never my most favorite kind of bacon. But everybody who I know, okay, who has talked about Canadian bacon has not had any kind of negative repercussion. So again, if you want to try it, I don't suggest you do until you're here for 4, 5, 6 months. But if you're here like Catherine and she can't wait to go, listen, when you go to get the bacon, get the THC oil, dear.
Oh, I have the oil.
Okay, well then I got to teach you how to use it better. I'm going to knock you out. You ain't going to have no more anxiety.
Oh, I told you that works for me. No, I have no problem with that now. But where do you find? I haven't been able to find Canadian bacon. I don't see it in the stores. Where are you finding that?
You got Trader Joe's.
Yes.
You got Whole Foods.
Yes, I go to Whole Foods all the time.
You got Walmart.
Yes.
Honey, I think you'll find it somewhere. Where do you find it, Rockin' Robin? Amazon Prime, of course.
Well, the grocery stores down here are Kroger's and HEB, and they both carry it. The one I buy is called Lone Frost.
Frost.
Are you saying what kind?
It's called Lone Frost. Lone O' Frost.
L-O-N-E.
Yes, and F-R-O-S-T.
Okay. I just haven't been able to find it.
Okay,
but they carry, these stores carry like 3 or 4 brands of it. HEB carries a brand of it. All of the grocery stores I ever
mentioned.
Ask someone at the store if they have it. It may be in a place that you just never seen it.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Where I live, Catherine, is Nevada, and here Kroger is called Smitty's.
And we don't have that out here.
Okay, you don't have Kroger, you don't have Smitty's.
No.
But you have the other three stores that I mentioned. Do you have Whole Foods?
Yeah, I go to Whole Foods all the time.
All right, babe. Well, you got to just grab somebody and say, show me the Canadian bacon, please.
Mail?
Okay.
Yes.
Can I add two things real quick?
You can add three things.
The egg whites that I'm talking about, they're like flour tortillas, and they're made with egg whites, and we can have them. They're like one carb, and they're big. And I make sandwiches out of them. It's like my bread now. And I mean, it's two carbs for two big pieces. And they don't have everything in it we can have. You're not going to have a reaction. And I made a BLT out of turkey bacon, avocado mayo, lettuce, tomato. Oh, my God, it was so good. With two of those, like, flour tortilla egg things. They're not flour tortillas. They're egg. And then I made a BLT. And I put almond butter on one of them. And then I took a fourth of a cup of berries and mashed them up and put a little stevia in them. Mashed them up real good and put that on top of the almond butter and then another one of those egg whites and cut it up into fours. And I'm telling you, both of those sandwiches were delicious. So good. So the egg whites things are like my bread now. I haven't tried the egg salad in them, but I'm going to.
All right. Thank you, Robin. All right. Let's get up here to, if I don't know who it is, it's Joanna. Come in, Joanna.
Yes, Robin, that brand is Lando Frost. Robin, are you there?
I muted her.
That Canadian bacon brand that she was trying to think of is Lando Frost.
Yeah, I probably had a brain fog for a minute. It is Lando Frost. She's right, it's Lando Frost. And it's the best taste of all of them because I've tried the different ones. But it doesn't have a lot of fat in it, and the H-E-B brand has fat in it. So it's a good brand, Lando Frost.
All righty, we got another hand up. Anonymous, which is Freddie. Come in, Freddie.
Hi. I was very curious about Canadian bacon.
Let me mute the background noise. Go ahead, Fred.
Yeah, I was intrigued about Canadian bacon. I'd never heard of it, only on the calls. So I Googled it, and it says, Canadian bacon name, pea meal bacon, also known as cornmeal bacon, is a wet-cured, unsmoked fat bacon made from trimmed, lean, boneless pork loin, rolled in cornmeal. It is found mainly in southern Ontario, Toronto pork packer William Davis, who came to Canada from England in 1854, is credited with its development. So it came from over here.
We'll get a petition to rename it English Bacon Baby.
Ours doesn't have the cornmeal on it. I think that's the way they prepare it, but in Canada.
Yeah. I'm only just reading what they say. It was the William Davis bit in 1854. I thought that was fun.
Oh, no.
Yay.
England. Was great that it came from England. I know you, Freddie.
Yay, England.
That's right. None of us would be here if it wasn't for them, so forgive them for their sins. Freddie, thank you, dear. All right, does anybody else have a question? Please put your hand up now, and we'll see if we can't get it answered. Okay. Does anybody want to say anything in closing? Feel free. Don't be shy here now. Come on. All right. Well, then I'm going to pick on people. Well, I know this one is real positive. Oh, and that one is probably mowing the lawn. And he's probably working on a railroad. Oh, he's going to say something in closing. Come in, Donald.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I was on mute. I did have one more quick question in regards to dogs and cats. It seems this Morgellon really hits the dogs and cats fast and hard. Can you tell me why the vets seem to deny it and label it they can't label it DOP, but why aren't they going for that?
Because they're probably also under the scrutiny of Big Pharma. Okay, and the government, okay? So, I mean, they're not going to go against the grain and choose to possibly have their license in jeopardy. You know, so, I mean, hey. Same thing with the doctors. But let me tell you something, okay? Take a tip from Andres Clocker. Put WPS in the damn water. And you'll really help the dog. And there's a lot of things from the thread experiencing less itching on me and the dogs, okay, from Teresa S., whose real name was Stacy, who actually won the lottery in New York State, moved to, I don't know, Carolina, Virginia, somewhere down there, built a mansion, and was really very good to the foundation in her day. In fact, her and I were, back then, the foundation, as it was known, because we didn't have the foundation, but her and I both supplied money for the foundation back then. And she wrote a lot of great stuff with the dogs. I mean, her dog on WPS and a few other things that she chose to give it, at 13 years old, was the dog of the year in her vet's clinic. And you see, this dog.
How much WPS, Mike Mayo? How much WPS to put in their water?
Depends on the size of the dog. You just call me and I'll give you my best guess.
Okay.
Okay, because it's different. Little dogs don't get a lot. Big dogs get more. But that's why I say, if you go and you spend some time learning about Andres Clocker, okay, you will, you know, get some insights to the size of the dog and all the things that he discovered. Again, this guy was terrified to use this product when it was known MMS. But again, he gave it to the dog. He saw that the dog started getting younger, and he decided to do it. And now he's an advocate, and he makes his own and sells it, but he makes it 24%. And I don't want to use 24%. I want to use 28%. He has a lot of good input about it, and certainly he used it on his dog first, and Stacy, Teresa S., she used it on her dogs, and hey, when your dog is, I think, 13, or maybe it was 20, I don't know, I have to go look, but it's in Open Inspiration, okay, let me go and tell you where it is, come on. Okay, Open Inspiration. Where is it in Open? Because this is important, because there's a lot of pet owners, and we found that the dogs, it's okay. The cats, I don't know. That's a more sensitive animal, and they respond differently. But the dogs have handled the WPS terrific. I'm scrolling now, and I have to get past all the birds. Almost. Buttons. The story of Buttons. About halfway down or 40% of the way. Now, how old? 19 years old. And this dog won Dog of the Year. Okay? MMS has definitely contributed to her youthful appearance and health. Gee, don't I talk about staying young? Okay, I mean, really, you got to read this, okay? And there's Andres Clocker's name if you need the spelling in there. And he's going to talk. And if that video isn't there, don't worry about it. Just put his name in the search engine and learn more from another source. All right. Let me get back into this browser. Anybody else with anything they want to say? All right, guys. We're going to be back. Let me unmute everybody. Going to be back tomorrow, okay, and we will be with, we will be with all of us and probably more who were unable to attend today, our prayer leadership. So if you think of questions that you didn't get out today, write them down and bring them tomorrow. Fellowship part of prayer. Now, let me tell you that next week my coaching days off are Monday and Wednesday because I have appointments to have my car, have its 1-year checkup, and my knee, the final decision on do we operate or not. So, the following week, which starts on Monday the 11th, I will be working once again on Mondays and Wednesdays at the request of the many newbies not like going from Saturday afternoon to Tuesday morning without having the ability to talk to me. And I'm okay with all of it. I never mind the change, although it can be confusing. So don't worry about next week. And I'll talk about it next Saturday and next Sunday and probably next Thursday or Friday. I'll put in the new coaching days, hours, what the days are. Okay, you know, that went off. Now, my weapons, I think the FBI is coming. Nobody laughed. All right, we better get off this call. All right, Robin, anything you want to say at the end here, dear?
No, but just if anybody has a question for me, just post to me or call me, and I'll be happy to help with diet or anything.
I've come up with
a lot of good recipes and a lot of simple things that don't require cooking, but I don't have the time to tell all of y'all on the phone. So call me or post to me, and I'll be happy to share more.
I want you to stay here.
Okay.
Right, everybody else, I truly thank you for coming and your input and your desire to learn because, boy, knowledge is power. God bless you all. We'll see most of you tomorrow. Up. Listen. Yeah. Goodbye, everybody. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Love y'all. I'm still here.
I know, but so are other people. Okay. So the only one who's still here is because he's out mowing the lawn. I'll just disconnect him. I said something today that was very potent. My disappointment in the amount of people who got well in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
No, I really couldn't
believe it.
Sweetie, if you go into We Were Warriors, okay? I'm going to go there now. Okay, it's got three calls. 4/11/20. Do you know how many people came back that day? 20. 10/7/17. You know how many people came back?
Are you talking about people who were healed?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Seven more.
Wow.
27 people in 2.5 years. 10
wow.
to 4. Okay, since 420, you know how many people have gotten well?
You said 4, and I couldn't believe it. The difference is humongous.
That's right.
Something's wrong.
I'm thinking that you guys are doing things that I never did, and some of it just might not be necessary, and you might be doing more damage than good.
Yeah, yeah.
But, I mean, think about this from a point of a scientist.
Oh, sure. I did. I did. When you said that, I was flabbergasted.
If you pour WPS on a napkin, it'll disintegrate it.
Wow.
If you pour oils, they're going to be absorbed into the napkin and go through.
I'm going to start using more WPS than Clean Green, definitely.
Baby, I couldn't afford the shit, and I mean, I can never let anyone say anything negative because of how much money she sends to the foundation.
Yeah.
Every month she's paying for 2 people's protocols.
Kathy is?
Yeah, 2, maybe 2.5.
Oh.
John's paying.
Oh my God.
2.5.
Oh.
Okay, so that's why we have them. The donations only equal 1, but their contributions. That's why I want to make this deal with Sovereign Silver, because even if it's another $100 or $200 a month, it's more. And then when I get a WPS guy and I say, look, everybody pays commission. You want in, you pay commission. I'm in a real strong position. Now, I'm having another meeting with Robert Scott Bell and all of the people, all, okay, from Sovereign Silver, because I said I can't take this bullshit anymore. Either everybody comes from top to bottom or forget it. I'll find another manufacturer.
Yeah.
So I told them the other day that you or anybody else who spent $100 better get that gift, even if it's after the fact.
Make sure it's the gel, because if we're buying a gallon or two of the $100 worth of liquid, we don't need more liquid. We need the gel.
It's the gel.
Yeah.
Hey, hold on. Quiet. You know I can get dyslexic. You know that, don't you? Okay, so let me see. Where did I put this? Would be in their folder. That would be correct. Sasha's? Maybe that asshole, what's his name? No. It's got to be in Sasha or Tatiana. All right. Where are they, Sovereign Silver? All right. Or maybe it's Robert Scott Bell. Yeah, here it is. They're going to give you a free ounce, 1 ounce. Okay?
Yeah.
My understanding, okay, that it's the 1 ounce bottle of the gel, which is not a 2 ounce bottle. It's a 1 ounce.
Know.
Okay? So what is that? That means the price is only $13. But if it's $141, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to take $28.20 away from that, right?
Yeah.
Watch the math. I can sell this to everybody. They just have to save up and do it the way I teach them.
I'm going to buy the gallon instead of the 2 32-ounces because you'll save me money that way. You told me that.
I know, but I'm doing the math now, okay? Times 20%. $28.20 minus $141 is $112.80, right?
Yeah, and that would be what, a gallon and a gel?
Well, yeah, but $112.80 divided in half is $56.40.
Yeah.
So that's cheaper than you could buy it anywhere.
That's true.
And now you're getting a $14 1 ounce gel.
Are we getting free shipping?
Whoa. That takes the price down to 90 minus Whoops. Go back. Okay. What did I say it cost? $112.80
Yeah, I think so.
All right, $112.80 minus $14. Oops, back up.
The 14's for the jail that we get free.
Right, $112.80 minus 14 equals. Oops, didn't work. All right. Oh, let's see. 141 is 28.20 minus 141 equals. Oh, Jesus. All right, so it is $112.80 minus $14.
Now, the $112.80 is just buying it with the discount, right?
Right. $112.80 is buying it with the discount. With at 56.
Yeah, for a 32-ounce.
Right. Right, which is cheaper than he was selling it at $64.
Exactly, yeah.
Now that makes it cheaper than Amazon or the vitamin shop because it's free shipping and it's 56. I keep screwing up here. I really feel bad about this.
Now you just take the $112.80 and subtract the $14 for the jail, which is free.
Right. One.
You're going to come out with like $97, $98. Wow.
Right. Minus 14 equals 107.80. So that means that that's actually 53.90
Where are you getting the 107 from 112?
I took away 112.80, right?
Yeah, minus the jail, which is $13.95, isn't it?
Well, I write it off to $14. $112 minus 14 equals $98.80.
Yeah.
That's $49.40 a bottle.
Yeah, you can't beat that.
There is nowhere in the world that's cheaper.
Yeah.
So people save up.
And that's either 2 32-ounces and a free gel or 1 gallon and a free gel. But you told me if I buy the gallon, I save even more money than buying the 2 32-ounces.
If you buy the 2 32-ounces, okay, it's what...
Look, compare...
So
just
one,
see what the gallon costs.
128, okay, is $13 less than 141. So 128 is going to give you, they're not going to give it to you, but you won't get it 20% off the total order. You'll get 20% off each bottle. I am telling you the best way to buy it is the way I just told you. It's
which
the
is
only
what?
Way to buy it. If you're going to buy two, you saved up enough money, you buy one and start saving more money. $98 when you break it down, please.
But you got to spend $100, remember? So I'm going to buy what, 2 32-ounces or a gallon? Which weighs best?
Gallon, you're not listening. Again, I said it five times in the last three conversations with you. The 1 gallon is the cheapest way to get the...
Okay, I got you.
I know you do, or I'm going to come over there with the hockey stick.
Hey, you sold me, but you sold me when you first said it. Just buying the gallon saves money, and then all the others just bliss.
Right. Buying the gallon saves money right off the bat.
Yeah.
Getting a free gift. Hey, you can go to Amazon. You can't.
I wish they'd give us a 2-ounce gel, though, but I won't complain.
He's not going to do it. He's an atheist who's a cheapskate, and we finally got something out of him. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's
see. Free shipping.
Hey, if we can turn it into $200-$300 a month, I can start buying it for people. Because he's going to sell it to me cheaper than he's going to sell it to anybody, because it's going to be for the foundation, or I'll go cut his heart out.
Well, and he's saving me enough money, I can go ahead and buy a 2-ounce.
Well, if that's what you want.
From what I've been spending, I'll be saving more than $18. I can get the free one and then buy one.
Robin?
Yeah.
I started at 3:30 this morning. I love you, but I am getting off the phone.
Okay, go to bed.
Go to
love
bed.
Love you. Thanks for all you do for us.
Today is October 2nd. It's 11:56 a.m. The bells are ringing in the background. The birds are flying. The music's playing. And Mel's out of his mind. Goodbye.
Mel's going to bed. Bye.
Bye.